Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. The Ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Nida. We are in the second parak Mishnah Zayin and the third parak Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah first begins with yesterday's conversation when we were discussing different colors that render a woman Nida when she finds a stain with those colors. So Ezeu Adom, what is the color of red? There are a lot of different reds. If you remember your Crayola box, they can be very, very different. So here the Mishnah says, Kedama Maka, it's like the color of a wound. And usually that's like more of a color of a ox red, the blood of an ox. Shachor, what about the black? Black is Kecheres, it's like the ingredient used in making black ink. It's very, very dark. Amok Mikan Tame, if it's deeper than that color, it's Tame. But Da Mikan Tor, if it's lighter than that color, it's going to be Tar. It says the Mishnah, Kikarim Karkom, the other shade we listed was the radiance of crocus. What's the radiance of crocus? Kibaru Shabo, it's the most dazzling part of the crocus color. And Kimeme Adama, when we mentioned the shade that's earth water, that's Mibikas Beis Kerim, Umetiv Mayim. It's like you have to take the reddish soil from Beis Kerim and stick it into a glass cup and then add enough water until a thin layer of water is on top of the soil. Then you mix it, and then you can say the dam is similar to that. That is going to be the color that is going to be a problem. Ukemazug, and when we talk about a diluted wine, so that's shnei chalakim mayim ve'achad yayin. It's two parts to one part of wine, two parts water, one part wine. Min hayayin asharoni, from the sharon wine. These are the colors that are usher. Now, frankly, one needs to get a lot of training in order to assess those colors, and we tend to have certain stringencies that come as a result. We now turn to discuss the third parak, which is going to deal a lot with miscarriages. Hamapelas chaticha. What if a woman passes something? It's a formless mass, right? Im yesh ima dam tamea. If that formless mass has blood with it, she's going to be tame. Vim lav lo taura. If not, she's going to be considered tohor, even if the formless mass is one of the colors that makes a woman anida, but blood doesn't congeal into this large mass. And so therefore we assume that it's a piece of flesh that grew in the uterus. It's not going to make her tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ben kach ben kach tamea. Rabbi Yehuda says she's going to be anida. The formless mass is going to be considered basar and not dam, it's going to be flesh, but not blood. But Rabbi Yehuda says the woman is going to be tameh. It's ef shel psichas hakever below dam. It's impossible for a woman to pass something through her uterus. The cervix does not open unless there's dam. And so if she didn't find the dam, that's her fault. That means that she missed something. It doesn't mean that it wasn't there at all. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with these demons. And when we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic day.